Great train robberies are the stuff of Wild West movies. In real life, though, the first such event occurred here. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
It was the summer of 1873, and one group of men were looking to strike it rich.
Jesse James and his gang came to Adair, and they stayed a couple of days, meeting friends, eat with the folks around there, and getting acquainted with them and knowing the area.
Jack Mitchell recalls the story from the Adair County, Iowa Historical Society.
And they sent a couple of the gang members into Council Bluffs to find out when the train was coming through, because they heard there was a large gold shipment that was going to arrive on the rails.
Jesse received word that the shipment was headed through Adair, Iowa on July 21st. That afternoon, gang members went to the home of the rail section foreman and bought food from his wife. It was a cover for other gang members to break into a nearby tool shed and get the equipment they needed for the train robbery.
So they go out and they pull a few rails out. The train came. The engine fell off on the side and killed the engineer. And when they went to check the train, there wasn't any gold shipment on it. It had been decided to be shipped at a later date.
The gang robbed the passengers of about $3,000, but it wasn't the huge gold shipment they had expected. The event has been credited as the first train robbery in the West and the first robbery of a moving train anywhere in the country. At least that's what the folks in Adair County claim. There's a marker to proclaim that fact.
They have a big wheel off of one of the drivetrain wheels, just a memorial telling about the first train robbery in the United States was held there.
A reward was issued for the capture of James, but he would not meet his demise until nearly 9 years later, when he was shot by fellow gang member Bob Ford in St. Joseph, Missouri. Traveling the countryside in Adair County, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.